little bit of Ray, the best bits.
What are we talking about this week?
We're going to talk about Wonka, but actually before we talk about Wonka, I have a bone to pick with the two of you.
Uh-oh, she's picking bones, guys.
Because did your manners go out the window on Monday when I texted the both of you about coming to the Wonka premiere? With
I was washing my hair.
Monday is the night I wash my hair.
Okay, cool. Religiously,
I'm usually in the shower with him.
He actually massages the shampoo in.
Do you know what I thought? I thought it would be something really nice that either the other of us could have done together, because obviously we've been talking about movies and whatnot.
You know,
and I said in the WhatsApp group, I said, let me know either way.
Yeah, I know. And do you know what we did?
Me know either way.
Here's what happened. The fatal error that you made, right? Kira sent us a message to both of us for a spot, for one spot to accompany you to the cinema.
I know,
cinema.
Like Sophie's Choice.
But here's what happened. Genuinely, hand on heart, right? You sent it to us in the morning before the show, before we did the radio show.
To give you time, guys.
Totes. Mm-hmm. And then we come in and we start doing the show, and then there's a song on, and I go, oh geez, you get that text from Kira about the Willy Wonka thing, and then we never really decided which one of us it was going to be, and I was like, oh, it might be, and then do you know what, we just totally forgot about it again, and then I didn't think of it again until the next morning.
So like, you didn't think then to text me the next morning and say, Kira, really sorry about that. Thank you so much for the invitation.
It happened last night.
Anyway, let me talk to you about Wonka, okay?
It was an invitation to go and see Wonka.
Yeah, I'll never ask you anything again. I'll never ask you anything again.
Like bridges burned.
Oh, don't be like that now. Come on.
Okay, so obviously we're talking about the new musical, and this is the prequel origin myth for Willy Wonka, who's obviously the beloved Roald Dahl character who's been around since 1964 now. And Wonka is played by Timothée Chalamet.
Have a listen.
You see, I'm something of a magician, inventor, and chocolate maker. So quiet up and listen down. Nope, scratch that, reverse it.
Mr. Wonka, I can see you're a man of great ingenuity.
What are you doing?
I'm making chocolate, of course. How do you like it? Dark, white, nutty, absolutely insane.
Mark my words, this is gonna be the greatest chocolate shop the world has ever seen.
You're the funny little man who's been following me.
I will have you know that I am a perfectly respectable size for an Oompa Loompa.
An Oompa what now?
I've started dancing now. Once we've started, we can't stop.
Yes, Timothée Chalamet as young Wonka. And do you know what, right? I was a huge fan of Gene Wilder in the original Willy Wonka movie. I thought Johnny Depp was a bit creepy as Wonka. Timothée does an absolutely fantastic job, and he can sing really well, and he's charming, and I'm so surprised by how much I loved him in this movie. But the cast of this movie is absolutely incredible. But it starts with young Wonka coming to Paris pre-war, and he's got all these chocolatey ideas that he wants to launch onto the public, and the recipes come from his mum. And obviously he's met with a lot of obstacles from an incredible cast. Olivia Colman is in it. Obviously Hugh Grant. Now that's honestly,
I had no idea that Hugh Grant is in it until I saw the trailer this morning.
You would have known if you came to it on Monday with me. But he plays an Oompa Loompa.
Shots fired.
He plays an Oompa Loompa and he's very funny. He's Hugh Grant as an Oompa Loompa. It's as grumpy as you can expect it to be. The only issue I would say that I'd have with that is he wasn't in it for long enough.
Well, the Oompa Loompas are a tiny part of the whole story.
But see, this was the origin. So he was kind of like the original Oompa Loompa, holding the fire of chocolate spark for Wonka to go on. Now, the one thing about the movie is you don't really get an indication into why Willy Wonka became the adult that he became, where he put 5 golden tickets into chocolate and invited 5 kids. And let's be honest, he doesn't really like kids in that book, does he? Except for Charlie.
It is quite, there's a sinister tone. We were talking about that.
So you've got no indication of why Wonka turns out to be, you know, the way that he does. But it is a gorgeous Christmas movie. Adults are going to get fun out of this as well. Kids are going to love it. The music is amazing. Neil Hannon from The Divine Comedy is involved in the writing of a lot of the scores.
Apparently some great tunes in it, yeah.
There's some brilliant tunes in it.
This is made worth, the mums and dads might be interested in this, because in our house they're obsessed with Paddington 1 and 2, particularly 2, the one with Hugh Grant in it. And Hugh Grant is living his best life, having a great time.
Is there
Paddington
any point even bringing it up with JP?
He refuses to
let it go.
Do you know what would be a gorgeous Christmas miracle?
If he finally watched it.
Little year now, madam. Paddington 2.
Hugh Grant is brilliant in Paddington 2, and this seems to be a similar sort of, it's the same guy, the same director directed them.
Also, Matt Lucas, Rowan Atkinson are brilliant in this movie as well. And you know, Keegan-Michael Key.
Key and Peele,
he gets the best and biggest laughs in this movie. He plays the chocoholic chief of police. Okay. And I didn't actually expect to see him in the movie. I was just there for Hugh Grant, really, to tell you the truth. And he gets the biggest laughs.
It's called Wonka. It's the origin story of Willy Wonka, starring Timothée Chalamet in the Chalamet as Willy. And it's in cinemas from tomorrow.
It is indeed.
It is. You can go and see it.
You could have seen it on Monday.
Or just maybe just reply to
Kira's
text.
Could have seen it on Monday with me.
If you want to text in, get back to Kira now. It should bring you along to the next premiere. Because someone texted saying, is it okay for kids? I imagine
absolutely.
It. Willy Wonka, yes.
Absolutely, yeah. It's going to be a gorgeous family movie this Christmas.
Fab tab. Right, what's our next one then? This isn't one for the kids.
No, this is definitely not one for the kids. It's out on Friday on Netflix and it's Leave the World Behind. And it is Julia Roberts and Ethan Hawke.
Have a listen.
I went online this morning and I rented us a beautiful house out by the beach. I figured if I made the reservation and packed our bags, it would eliminate most of the reasons to say no.
Oh, this is nice.
Get a bat.
I'm so sorry to bother you, but this is our house.
This is your house?
We were driving back to the city, then something happened.
You want to stay here, but we're staying here.
We need to get them out of here.
Everything I know, I have told you.
I don't believe you.
I would do anything to protect my family. What you do is your business.
Leave the World Behind, it's called.
Yes. So book lovers might remember this book from 2020. The author, Rooman Alam, he came out with this book in 2020. And this movie is based off of that book. So it's about a well-off couple, Amanda and Clay, played by Julia and played by Ethan. And they decide to rent a luxurious Airbnb in Long Island. So they take off with their two teenage kids and they arrive at this absolutely stunning house. And a couple of weird things are kind of happening, you know, along the way. They go to the beach and an oil tanker kind of comes adrift on the beach. And they go to a shop and they see a man stocking up on lots of water and provisions and stuff like that. But they think nothing of it until their internet starts going a little bit fuzzy in the house. And one of the teenage daughters, this is what's weird about this. And it's just the timing of this. Friends, the TV show has really come back into the zeitgeist. Like, you've got the Friends experience that's on in Dublin at the minute. I'm reading books with Friends references. And there's a Friends reference in this movie as well.
Okay.
Sorry, so the teenage daughter is just dying to watch the final episode of Friends and the internet kind of goes down. Suddenly there's a knock on the door and two strangers arrive at the door of this luxurious Airbnb claiming that they own it, that they rented it out to this couple. They try to go into New York for the weekend, but there's a big massive blackout and something's going out and can they stay in the house?
So this is, it's like the there's something, but we don't know what, like it's the end of the world or something, but we assume the world is, the sky is falling, something's going on.
The sky is falling.
So
all the things, like airplanes kind of start falling from the skies, self-driving cars absolutely and utterly malfunction, and there's a deeper, darker layer going on here. And then you've got this family that are living together in this luxurious Airbnb house and they invite the couple in and then just loads of really bad things happen.
There was
a Friends thread kind of through it, which is interesting because Julia Roberts was also in Friends.
Oh yeah,
so did the teenage daughter see her mother in the film in Friends? But anyway.
Who was the director of Key and Peele? Was it Key or was it Peele?
Ooh, it was the bigger guy.
Jordan Peele.
Peele.
Mm.
And is Peele the one in the movie you mentioned a minute ago, the Wonka film?
No, the other guy.
All right, because it has a sense, well, from the trailer, it has a sense of those Get Out.
Get Out, yeah.
Get
yeah.
Out.
And you know, it was produced by Michelle and Barack Obama's production company, Higher Ground, and seemingly the director, Barack Obama, was very involved with the kind of the writing and the whole kind of production around this movie because he worked very closely with the director, Sam Ismail.
So this is on Netflix. It's not a...
Yeah, I think everyone's going to be watching it this Friday.
Okay. Is it any good?
It is... You see, I'm reading lots of books at the minute about this dystopian future and what do you do when all the technology that we've relied on so far begins to fail. I'm seeing this trend in books and now I'm seeing this trend in movies, but I'm just delighted that Julia Roberts is back in a movie.
Absolutely, yeah. She's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't answer the question though. Is it any good? It seems like you're skirting.
I think that everyone's going to watch this on Friday.
Okay. Right. Netflix this weekend. Okay, check it out for yourself. Leave the World Behind.
Really interesting camera angles. There you go. I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's a positive. We do one more.
Oh, yes. Now, I love this. Okay.
It's Smothered. It's a TV
yeah.
show.
So it starts now on Now TV or on Sky, and it's written by one of the writers on Schitt's Creek, Monica Halsey. And it's another new comedy rom com about modern dating set in London.
Me and my boyfriend were just two adults having a hot casual affair.
But how casual is casual?
No last names, no details. 3 weeks and we're done.
Ah! What a life.
Okay, so you delete me and I delete you.
You know we don't have to do this.
Oh, I miss him so much.
Then call him. Tell me you're crazy. Men love that.
he hurts you, I will kill him.
Hi. What are you doing?
Seducing you? Get involved.
You've got to be quiet.
Oh my god. Have you got a girl here?
Daddy?
It's called Smothered, and Aisling B's in it.
She is indeed, and like not to get mixed up with Smother, which is another drama that's been running for I think 3 series. This is Smothered, and Daniela Vitalis. She played Teen Arabella. Did you watch I May Destroy You?
No.
Michaela
no.
Coles. No, no. Incredible. You should watch it. And also the writer and comedian Tom Poynting, and they meet on a night out in London, and they hook up, and they decide that they don't want to know anything about each other. They don't want to know anyone's surnames, what anyone does for a living. And that they want to just have an affair for 3 weeks and then walk away from each other at the end of the 3 weeks.
Okay.
Do you think that happens?
It happens in comedies and on funny TV shows.
Well, look, they find
this, I'm going to guess that it doesn't work out the way they planned.
No, they find it very hard to walk away from each other, but then they have to actually...
What was that Sharon Horgan one?
Catastrophe.
Yeah, it is similar.
So I was just about to say that this is very similar to Catastrophe.
Okay.
And I'm kind of done with the rom-com comedian stuff about modern dating in London City. But there is something
about this. A bit too close to home, is it, Kira?
It is, yeah, it is.
Trouble at home.
Woman on the town.
I just want to see something different. We've seen so many different variations of this actual TV show. Aisling B is in this. She plays a character called Gillian. I don't want to tell you too much about her character because she's involved in a little bit of a plot twist.
Okay.
Maybe about 3 or 4 episodes in.
Just stay with us.
Also, the cast. So, you know the band Self Esteem?
Yeah.
They're an English music act.
Ray is so up to the minute, of course he does.
It's Rebecca Lucy
Taylor. There's a tattoo of them on his ass.
So, it's Rebecca Lucy Taylor.
I've heard of Franz Ferdinand.
Self Esteem, you should check them out. So Rebecca Lucy Taylor from Self Esteem, she plays one of Sammy's housemates. Blair Underwood from Sex and the City, the really gorgeous guy.
Oh yeah,
he plays the dad. And also Jordan Stevens, who was one half of Rizzle Kicks.
Oh yeah,
also appears as Sammy.
We were just talking about him the other day.
Yeah, there you go.
He was in Rogue One, the Star Wars movie.
So there's 6 episodes, okay? And I would say just give it a chance after. Like the pilot episode is always going to be crap.
Yeah, fair
enough. You don't know where it's going to go, so give it a chance. Watch the second, third,
are they
fourth,
all
fifth,
online
sixth.
Already, or do you need to watch it on the television?
As of tonight, I think they're on the Now TV.
Now TV, it's called Smothered, worth checking.
A little bit of Ray, the best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray,
yeah,
I love the show.
Hey.